Cord blood banking market consolidation. After a rapid growth period through the mid-2000s, the global cord blood banking market reached saturation and stabilized through approximately 2012. Since that time, the market has been aggressively consolidating. In this article, cord blood industry consolidation in the US, cord blood industry consolidation in Europe, cord blood industry consolidation in Asia, cord blood industry consolidation in Latin America, cord blood industry consolidation in India. Trend of umbilical cord blood industry consolidation. Cord blood banking market. Growing numbers of investors are now entering the marketplace, with M&A activity accelerating in the US and abroad. In the United States, AMAG Pharmaceuticals announced June 15 that it is selling Cord Blood Registry (CBR) to GI Partners for $530 million, after buying CBR for $700 million in 2015, a $170 million dollar loss. GI Partners, a private equity investment firm, decided to simultaneously acquire CBR and California Cryobank, CCB, world's premier donor sperm and egg bank. Its strategy is to build value in both businesses by merging them into a single entity that will be the global leader in stem cell storage and reproductive tissue services. On June 4, 2018, another large U.S. cord blood bank, CryoCell International, announced that it was acquiring a hybrid public-private cord blood bank for $14 million, CordUs. As a result of the transaction, CryoCell is entering the public banking sector. CryoCell's co-CEO, David Portnoy, stated that he expects the acquisition to have the potential to increase revenues by approximately 20%, a bold statement for a single acquisition. Additionally, mid-sized cord blood banks within the U.S. have been rapidly acquiring smaller industry players to achieve inorganic growth. Examples of this trend include: AlphaCord acquired LifeSource Cryobank in November 2015, its fifth acquisition of smaller banks. FamilyCord acquired Southern Cord in April 2016 and the assets of Cord Blood America Incorporated in February 2018. After the big three cord blood banks in the U.S., CBR, CryoCell, and ViaCord, FamilyCord is another dominant market player, with nearly 100,000 units in storage. Cord blood industry consolidation in Europe. Similarly, most of the cord blood industry growth in Europe is now inorganic. The number of European stem cell banks offering to store a baby's cord blood has dropped by approximately one-third over the past 10 years. This reduced the number of European market participants from approximately 150 to 100. The industry leaders in this market segment include FamiCord Group, who has executed over 10 M&A transactions, and Vita 34, who has executed more than 5. StemLab also did 3 deals, prior to being acquired by FamiCord for $16.5 million in July of 2018. Within the European market, inorganic growth is a critical strategy among the market leaders. Cord blood industry consolidation in Asia. Globally, networks of cord blood banks are also commonplace, with Sanpower Group establishing dominance in Asia. Although Sanpower has been relatively quiet about its operations, its website states, it has reserved over 900,000 cord blood samples in China, and the associated reserves amount to almost 1,200,000 when counting in the cord life reserves across Southeast Asian countries and regions. This means that Nanjing Sanbest has emerged as the world's largest cord blood banking operator. Cord blood industry consolidation in Latin America. Furthermore, CryoHoldCo has established itself as the market leader within Latin America. Created in 2015, CryoHoldCo is a holding company that will control nearly 200,000 stem cell storage units by the end of 2018. It now owns 6 cord blood banks within Mexico, Colombia, and Peru, as well as a dental stem cell storage company, Dencel, in Mexico. Today, CryoHoldCo controls 4 cord blood and stem cell banking assets in Mexico: CryoCell Mexico, BCU, BSCU, Dentcell, 2 cord blood banking assets in Colombia, undisclosed, and 1 cord blood banking asset in Peru, CryoCord. Resulting from its aggressive expansion, CryoHoldCo is the largest stem cell banking operation in Latin America. Cord blood industry consolidation in India. In September 2017, the Indian cord blood stem cell industry saw its first merger and acquisition deal. LifeCell, the largest private cord blood bank in India, took over the operations of CryoSave India, CryoSave. As part of the deal, it acquired 18,000 cryopreserved cord units and corresponding customer agreements from CryoSave India, bringing LifeCell's cord blood unit count to approximately 270,000. CryoSave site at Bengaluru was shut down and the units were shifted to LifeCell's Chennai location. LifeCell has a central processing facility at Chennai and cryostorage facilities at two locations in Chennai and Gurgaon. Cord blood industry trends. While market factors can vary by geography, it is crucial to have a global understanding of the market. Research advances, findings from clinical trials, and technology advances do not know international boundaries. The cord blood market is global in nature, and understanding dynamics limited to your region is not sufficient for making strategic, informed, and profitable decisions. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInformant Stem Cell Industry Updates. Do you have questions about current banking trends for umbilical cord stem cells? Ask them in the comments below.